Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
972-387-4600. Make it 972-387-4600. That's the phone number that you're going to need in order to be able to send in your mortgage questions. Welcome to TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. I'm Jeff Collins, sitting in the chair for Kevin Miller while he is gone for today. Of course, I am joined by my beautiful bride, Tress Collins. She's the one in front of the text board. She's the one who's going to make sure that your texts get answered because we've got Mr. What's your name? I mean, I know your, like, birth name, but what do they call you inappropriate Uncle Bubba? What do you have, like, a nickname?
Or only know me since 1976, Jeff.
Well, I know your name is Gary, but, I mean, I didn't know if you had, like, a pet name or something.
Yeah, cool. Inappropriate Uncle Bubba is what Kevin calls me. I don't know where he gets that, but.
Yes,
sure,
you do.
Sure, you
know. Yes,
you do. Whatever that means. Well, listen, we hope that you have your morning cup of coffee and maybe even pen and paper to be able to take notes because we're going to talk about more than just mortgages. We're going to talk about the benefit of being able to find some financial freedom at the end of this chaotic road of 2021, making sure that you walk into 2022 and in good shape. And here's the thing. Usually, during November and December, mortgage business takes a little bit of a hit. And what I mean is it slows down a little bit because people get busy with Thanksgiving and Christmas and making plans.
Lollipops.
For the new... Right, absolutely.
Things like that. Yeah.
Which means it's actually the best time for you to get involved in the mortgage process. It means we've got more people available to be able to help you because less people are calling in. So if you're thinking about possibly purchasing a property, send us a couple of questions. We'd love to be able to help you through that process as well as being able to experience, like I said, some financial freedom walking into 2022. By doing a cash out refinance.
Oh, yeah.
Or even a simple refinance on your property. Let's say that you don't want cash, but you want to talk about getting a lower rate on your property and being able to save
lower term.
Yeah, oh, even better.
That's even better.
Right? Lower rate and lower term.
Yep. That's a good thing. And then, like I said, this time of the year, you know, we also have to start, we have to think about Thanksgiving this week, you know, and what we're thankful for, right?
Yeah.
I'm thankful for many, many, many things. Really?
Yeah. Like what?
Like
name three.
Kids, my grandkids.
Okay.
That's 10. That's 10 reasons right
good
there.
Golly, dude. I forgot, man. You're actually my brother-in-law. For those of y'all who
you
don't
forgot?
Know. No, I know that he's my brother-in-law.
He actually forgot.
No, just stop.
Tress is my sister-in-law. How about that?
We're just one big happy family.
Yes.
That's what this boils down to. So you're my brother-in-law. You've been my brother-in-law for how long?
Since 1980.
So that's a long time.
That was a long time. I still have the picture of you in your silver tuxedo.
Oh, from the wedding.
Yes.
Yeah.
And your bright red hair.
Thank you. I worked real hard on growing that just for the wedding. So anyways, this is really a great time to be able to get together and just have a chat. Let's figure out what's going on in the world of mortgage and being able to make sense out of what's happening. You know, rates have been kind of going up and down, right, Gary, as far as this past week?
They've been ticking up a little bit, but they're still in the twos. It's still a great time. it's a great time to get cash out. It's a great time to get, like you said, go into 2022 with a smile on your face, you know, and get ready for the new beginnings.
How does the cash out work? For those who may just be joining us for the very first time here on 105.3 The Fan, and they're thinking, okay, what exactly are you talking about? Cash out, what does that mean?
Well, we basically take all your information and we put it in a blender, and we whir it up.
Yeah. See what comes out on the other side.
And we, and
that's
we want,
tasty.
We want to see exactly what benefits you the most. You know, a lot of people like this. You know, Kevin always says we're not financial advisors, things like that. But I think it's a really good time to take advantage of the equity in your home and get it out and invest it, because it's going to go up. So it's just sitting there, basically. Now, a lot of people don't believe like I believe. I believe take it out every chance you can get and put it to work for you. I mean, that's me. But like I said, Kevin says we're not financial advisors, but I'm advising you that's probably a good idea.
Well, what you're doing is you're sharing your experience,
yes,
right? And
yes,
being able to say this is what works for me.
And I see what a lot of people are doing too. That's what a lot of people are doing. But paying off debt, building swimming pools, making their property better. And like I said, that cash is just sitting there in that house.
Right.
Just, you know, it's going to go up.
What do you mean it's going to go up? You mean
the housing market in Texas.
The value of the property.
Yes, the value is going. A lot of people say they don't think it's going to, they think it's going to crash like it did in 2008. I don't know. I see Texas as being the best country in the world. So
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think more and more people are moving here, so that makes every property worth a lot of money.
Well, Elon Musk is moving his company here.
Oh, he is?
Yeah. Did you not know that?
I don't even know who he is. I don't watch the news, so.
Wait,
you don't know who Elon Musk is?
Is that the guy that invented musk oil? That you, it was like a cologne back in the 70s? Or?
Sure, we'll go with that.
Okay.
No, right. We won't go with that.
Well,
okay, I tell you what, I'm going to talk a little bit.
Musk oil.
You Google Elon Musk, and then you're going to be like, oh, that guy. Okay.
I didn't bring my phone.
972-38. Oh, my gosh. We're here. 972-387-4600.
Tress, let me borrow your phone.
972-387-4600. Would love to be able to hear from you and being able to answer your questions. Again, all text to us. You know, we'll get to them just as quick as you show them up. Here's the thing. I have a bet for Gary, or a bet with Kevin, rather.
You do?
Yeah. He doesn't know it, but we actually have a bet. And that is that, like, last week's program, he got a pretty good amount of text.
Yeah.
And I told him that when I do the show, I'm going to double it.
Oh, okay.
Right? So, yeah. So, anyways, we need some help. I don't even care if you actually ask a question. Just send a text. It could be like a little smiley face. It counts.
Which of our kids did you bribe to do that?
972-387-4600. That's also the number that you can actually call in and talk to one of our loan officers. I mean, think about this. Again, if you've been on the fence going, I'm not really sure. Should I refinance or should I do a cash out refinance? Or possibly, should I purchase a home? Now is the perfect time to be able to make that phone call. It really is, because we've got people here who are able and willing to be able to talk you through the process, and it's a great conversation to have. Yeah. You're not committed to anything. Nobody's forcing you to sign on any dotted line or anything. And the great thing about mortgages is that even if you sign on the dotted line today, you have to re-sign that dotted line. So nothing,
many times,
nothing is actually finalized until you go to the closing table.
Right.
At that point in time, that's when the deal is the deal. So there's no pressure to continue on, but there should be a little bit of pressure as far as for you to at least figure out what's going on with your financial portfolio.
Portfolio?
You like that?
Yeah. I didn't know. We're not financial advisors, Jeff. So
your financial portfolio wrapped up in your mortgage.
Here now.
It's just another word.
It's one of your tools.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
972-387-4600. Okay, Tress, what's been going on with you?
Mostly you.
Excellent.
Dealing.
So you're sure saying nothing but good times.
Well, we do have good times.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of fun. But, you know, been busy. Busy doing stuff, busy working, busy taking care of our home. I have to say one of the things I love about having a home and being in our home is our lovely garden, which is...
Oh, yeah, the garden.
Yeah, it's exciting.
The Garden of Eden, yes.
Well, it's the Garden of Oregano, really. Our oregano plant. This thing, it's just a trooper. It survived all through last year. Of course,
oh,
this
wow.
was a different oregano plant. It even survived the Snowmageddon. But it didn't die until after I harvested it after Snowmageddon. Then it, like, died really fast, which was really strange. So I expect this oregano plant to do the same. I'm really excited about it. It's like, yes, oregano.
But what about the peppers?
I think the peppers have seen... We harvested the peppers a couple of days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the last harvest we're going to get.
Really?
Yeah. I trimmed it back. I trimmed it back the way we're supposed to and everything. But I just don't think that... I don't know. I don't think we're going to have enough rain and enough solid heat because peppers thrive in heat.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. So
they're hot.
I don't know that we're going to be able to get any more peppers. But boy, we sure did get a big old Ziploc baggie full of peppers before it was like, okay, we'll see you next year.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
Gardening, it's a good thing. I'm a fan.
Is this the Home and Garden show now? See?
It's a home and garden segment, Gary. It's a segment.
Part of the benefit of home ownership is being able to turn your backyard into anything you want. And for us, we like to have acreage. We call our little pots acres.
He calls our pots acres.
So we have 5 acres of farm.
Yeah,
it's 5 pots.
Yeah, 5 pots. Okay,
yeah.
I got you.
So.
I got you. That's interesting.
So do we have a question come in here? Yeah. What is this?
We do. Are you ready for a question, Gary?
Sure. We
Are
got
you
time.
Awake?
I'm awake.
All right. Here we go. I bought my home September 1st, 2020. With the market as is, if I appraise today, my LTV is over 20%. My mortgage company says I need a major improvement done within the first 2 years to remove PMI this early. Is that normal? Can I remove it another way?
The only way you can remove it is basically a refinance using the new appraised value. And we see a lot of that. I don't know where your rates are, but if you have mortgage insurance, your rate's not really what your rate is. So, because you're paying more. If it's FHA, you're paying, what is it? It's 1.75% mortgage insurance on that. It's not your true rate. So, once you refinance, I get a lot of this. Like I said, I bought, what I do is I try to do a 25-year loan. That way you're not going backward. You basically get rid of your mortgage insurance and you erase 4 years off your loan and get rid of your mortgage insurance too. And then you end up basically with the same payment.
But this seems like this is a conventional loan because they have PMI, not MIP.
Well, some people call PMI for everything. MIP, PMI,
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or MI. Conventional is MI, basically just mortgage insurance. A lot of people call it PMI. A lot of people call it MIP, like you're saying. That's good that you know that, Jeff. I'm proud of you.
Good job, Jeff. Good
job. Wow. Okay, show over. I did good. That's excellent. Actually, we got to jump into a break here in a couple of moments. But before we do, 972-387-4600. That's the number. We'd love to be able to hear from you. Do you think that we adequately answered their question?
Yes.
What's the end result? What is it that they should do right now?
I think that they should call and get an idea of what a 25-year loan looks like. And like I said, that way they're not going backward, probably keeping the same payment and getting rid of mortgage insurance.
Mm-hmm. 972-387-4600. That's the number to be able to make that phone call, as well as be able to send us a text. And we're going to jump into these texts when we return after a couple of commercial sponsors right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Live.
Welcome back to TexasLending.com. 972-387-4600. That's the text line. And good news is all text lines are open. That happens to also be the number here, too, TexasLending.com. 972-387-4600. Feel free to go ahead and make that phone call if you're thinking about being able to refinance. According to inappropriate Uncle Bubba over here, rates are still in great position for you to be able to refinance. Not only do that, but also possibly take some cash out of your property, roll into 2022 in a much better financial position, depending upon where you're at. Mm-hmm. Talk to one of our loan officers. Get it all figured out. Pay off some of that debt. Get a head start. Don't wait till the new year, till after Thanksgiving and Christmas. And I mean, the price of everything is going up.
You start right now. If you're doing a cash out and you're in this area, you will close and have money before Christmas, I promise.
Yeah.
In this area here, because we get our appraisals done pretty quickly here. Had appraisal issues in Central Texas. I don't know exactly why. But appraisals are just swamped.
Hmm.
And there's not as many appraisers, you know, in that area as there are in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I mean, we're seeing appraisals in Dallas-Fort Worth getting done in a week.
Wow.
And you have to have an appraisal on a cash out. We do see a lot of appraisal waivers on rate and term refinances, which has been really stepped up ever since COVID, because there was such an influx of the interest rates and stuff that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, if your house had a certain value in their book, they would just grant an appraisal waiver, and that took a lot of pressure off appraisers too.
Oh, so that would also speed up the process.
The process quite a bit. I just had one that closed in 8 days. That's how fast that processor wanted to get it closed. So basically it was appraisal waiver, get your income docs and stuff, throw it into underwriting, throw it out, get the conditions, clear it to close. That was bang job, you know?
Yeah. 8 days.
8 days.
That's
eight
fantastic.
Working days.
Wow.
Well, so what did – it was just a simple refinance.
Yeah. And I've had some cash outs that went in 2 weeks.
Wow. Man.
Because in this area, we got appraisals pretty fast. And like I said, it's just some – I couldn't believe it. Some people close. I go, they closed. I go, I just wrote the app 2 weeks ago. And then they go, oh, gosh, well – awesome.
Right? Well, I mean, that's
good news.
Good
for them.
Good for them.
That's great news for the borrower.
Yes.
As far as time is concerned, you know, and it's again.
I just can't believe how fast. Especially, like I said, in this area, it's really fast.
So if you make that phone call now, 972-387-4600, talk to one of our licensed loan officers, let them kind of unpack what's going on. Because maybe, you know what, doing a cash out refinance might not be in your best interest, but being able to bring down your rate, shorten your term, could very well be in your best interest. But, you know, that's why you need to make sure you're talking to a professional. And Google is not a professional. Just FYI, the internet is not a professional as far as being able to really help make sense of, you know, as to what's going on.
The media is not professional either.
Word.
That's a whole other topic right there, isn't it? Tress, we have another question.
We do. Okay, listen closely. A lot of information here.
Okay.
Credit scores are 760 plus. Own current residence worth 360. Have another house that's rented on which I owe $36,000. It's worth $250. Income is $95,000. Have $175,000 in the bank. Mm. Looking to buy a house in the $600,000 to $800,000 range. Two questions. One, how much home do I qualify for? And two, what's the best way I can buy a house without the sale being contingent on me selling my house? I do plan to sell my current house. I just don't want to be pressed to do it.
Yeah, the real issue is there is you get all, and you call our purchase team and you give them all the information. Number one, they are going to be able to, you know, count your rental income as, you know, so discounting that mortgage there. The $36,000. The good news is the conforming conventional is gone up to $625 from $548 in 1 year. They've raised it. They've been raising it every year for about the past 5 years. And now the conforming rate is $625,000. So that means that you can buy a house and not have to have 20% down, and if up in that range there. As long as your loan amount $625 and you have at least 5% in that deal, you can get a mortgage for that much amount. The what did we say about the income?
They have an income of $95,000 a year, and they have $175,000 in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so let me ask you a question. If he's not pressed to sell his house, he doesn't want to feel pressed to sell his house. He says he's going to sell the house, meaning he's not going to turn it into a rental.
Right.
Okay. So when he goes into wanting to buy a $600,000 home, as long as he is still responsible for his current home, mm-hmm. doesn't that debt count against him?
Yes, that debt counts against him. And okay. So the thing to look at is, what other debts do you have? You have car payments. If you only have one house payment, chances are you can afford both mortgages. If that's the only debt that you have,
right?
You don't know until you call in and talk to somebody on the purchase team. Give them all your information, and they can tell you. You know, I just did a house here just recently where it was wasn't contingent on the sale of their other house, which was very comfortable for them because they didn't feel like they had to, call Open Door or something like that and get it, like that
quick sale.
I don't know how all those things work, but
right.
I talked to one, I think, a few years ago, and I thought, well, yeah, that's a good offer for this house. Until they said, well, yeah, but we're going to charge you this, and we're going to charge you that, and then we're going to have fees, like realtor fees, and you said, so you're not really offering me that. Yeah, and they go, yeah, well, yeah, we can talk about it. And I go, no, I'm not ready to talk about it.
Yeah, we're done.
There's
yeah.
no need to talk. Okay, so the current house is paid, no debt.
Oh, okay, then they're fine because all they're going to count is taxes and insurance against you. You should have no problem at all.
Okay, give us a call, 972-387-4600. We have CSR's customer service representatives at the phone right now being able to transfer you over to a loan officer that is ready to be able to
Isn't
be a service
a TV
to you.
Show, CSR?
CSR? Mm-hmm. TV show?
I think it's CSI.
Oh, okay.
I know, acronyms.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You were so close, though.
No, he wasn't. He was nowhere near. 972-387-4600. That's our text line, as well as that's our phone line.
Okay. So, 972. They have one in New Orleans. They have one in L.A., Las Vegas, I think.
Is that
the
NCIS?
TV shows?
Yeah. No,
you spend a lot of time with the TV, do you?
No. No, not really. That's why I'm just saying.
That's why you don't know.
I think I just, during a football game, it passed by my eyes or something, yeah.
An advertisement.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Okay. Bless your heart.
You know what? If you make that phone call now, seriously, and talk to one of our loan officers, you could have this phone call done and say, to have a really good conversation, give yourself about 10, 15, 20 minutes.
Yep.
Somewhere around there to really have a good conversation and where you get to walk away knowing that you're going to be in good hands. And then you could spend the rest of your day like inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
Coffee.
And watching football and then being able to talk about acronyms that don't exist.
CSR does exist. Yeah. We have them here.
CSR is not a TV show.
I know.
You do now.
You told me now.
Tress is behind the text board, and she's getting kind of lonely. Love to be able to hear from you. If you have a question, 972-387-4600. Tress, what do you have?
Here we go. Hi, I have paid off all my debt, and I'm finally at around a 600 credit score. I'm looking at getting an FHA, but don't know where to start or where to go.
You've paid off all your debt, and your credit score is 600.
So it's going to be on the way up.
It's going to be on the way up.
Right. Yeah,
the first thing to do is call and see exactly. I mean, you're looking at FHA for sure, but call and see that credit score may have already got up. One of our purchase team loan officers can look at that. They do a soft pull on credit first, so that way they can kind of get an idea what you have done may have helped already. That's an important thing because you said you'd like to get to 640. On FHA, because then 640 basically gets you your best FHA rates. 3.5% down. The thing to do is call up here and talk to somebody on the purchase team and get a game plan together. I mean, it doesn't cost you anything, but you're going to find out that these guys know what they're doing.
Right.
And so they do this all the time.
And that is a perfect plan of action right there, is to simply make that phone call and then figure out what the next step is, especially when it comes to purchasing a home. Because you will hear, and on the way in to here to the studio, we were listening to the radio, and I was amazed at how many mortgage commercials I heard in a 15-minute drive.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I expect more music, but there was more commercials than anything. But a lot of them were call us now. And do this, and the rates are fantastic, and here's what you're going to get. And it's like, okay, you don't really get. And then at the end, when they do that real fast talk.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that. If you could understand
the small print,
if you could understand what the heck they're saying there, then you're going to know.
Not everybody qualifies for 1.875.
Right. Thank you.
That's with 5 points. And
right. There is a whole lot of verbiage that goes into a mortgage. There's a lot of acronyms. There's a lot of things that for the first time home buyer or even the third time home buyer, because of the way. Things change over the years. The way you bought a home in the 80s, in the 90s, in the 2000s, even in the 2010s, is not the same way you're going to buy a home in 2020.
Yes, and I see that every week when I get someone. I'll get a couple that have not gotten a mortgage in 20 years, and the things that you have to do, you know, nowadays, or it just mind boggles them. They're just like, well, I've got to go on here and sign this, and I got to read it all first. And I go, okay, well, that's fine, but you're gonna read 27 pages of redundant stuff. Well, you know, basically, hey, I sent you this fee sheet. This is pretty much what you're gonna get here.
Right.
Do you like it?
Right.
All you're signing is compliance stuff.
Yeah, everything else is government speak.
Right.
It really is, and the essence of it is just there's these government rules, mm-hmm. and they want to make sure that everyone is doing what they're supposed to be doing. And okay, great, fine. But for the consumer, it's like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I could take a nap better with this than I can with a Golf Channel.
Yeah. And then when it comes down to closing, you get a closing disclosure. The first closing disclosure that they get there. Oh, there's this wrong. This is wrong. This is just so you can go close in 3 days.
Yeah.
We'll firm it up before you get another CD, a closing disclosure the 24 hours before you close. That one will be correct. The 3 day CD is the CD closing disclosure. I'll have to put it out there. Is for to get you to the table, basically. But you know it's typically. Right. Within the ballpark. You know, sometimes there might be a few dollars missing here. They might add some insurance, you know, things like that. The closer comes back and does stuff, but it's the final CD is one. But then they go, we got to close again. We're going to have to sign another closing disclosure. I go, well, yeah, that's the game I just told you the other day. Well, it looks like it's the same thing we signed already.
Right. It's not our rules. It's not our rules. This is the government rules, and they want to make sure that you, the individual, are properly taken care of. Hey, talking about being properly taken care of, we're going to get to the text board when we return right here on DFW Sports Station 105.3, The Fan.
And live.
Live.
you live for that moment, don't you?
I live for that live moment.
972-387-4600. That's the number here at TexasLending.com. We'd love to be able to hear from you via text or an actual phone call. Talk to one of our loan officers. They're here. They're ready to be able to help make sense out of what's going on in your world. You're looking to be able to purchase a home? Now is a great time to be able to make that phone call. It really, truly is. Mm-hmm. Mortgages usually, or the mortgage business as a whole, usually slows down November, December, because of holidays.
Yeah, we haven't seen that in a couple of years.
Yeah.
On the purchase side, you know, the refinance side, yeah, that happens every year. But, I mean, on the purchase side, it's been going gangbusters. And, you know, people are buying up properties left and right. And everybody's trying to find that deal out there.
We're actually going out to Nacogdoches Monday and Tuesday.
Well, you might find a house out there.
We're looking. Well, no, that's the whole point. It's because we're looking. Here's you tell me. This is our financial plan.
All right.
This is what we're looking at being able to do.
I'm not a financial advisor.
I understand you're not. All right. But here's our thought. All right. Our home is in the DFW area, so
right.
It's somewhere around $300,000.
Right.
Okay. Now, with getting multiple bids on the home, we'll probably we stand a chance of being able to make more than $300,000.
Okay.
So with the equity that we have in the home, what we're looking at doing is instead of downsizing the home as far as going from a three-bedroom to a one-bedroom or a two-bedroom, because the kids are gone, right? What we're thinking about doing.
But they're like boomerangs.
Well, they are until you change.
They keep coming back.
Until you change the lock on the door.
Yeah.
That's the rule. You got to change the lock on the door, and they can boomerang all day long, but they're not coming in. So what we're thinking about doing is instead of downsizing the home, we're going to downsize the finances. We're going to buy a home from the equity of the sale of our home because we have a lot of equity in the home.
Okay.
You follow? Mm-hmm. So we're going to buy the same amount of house for less money.
Good idea.
Right?
Right.
And this way, boom. And also,
have you looked at the homes in Nacogdoches?
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's pretty country. It's pretty country out
well,
there.
Well, we've looked at them online. That's mm-hmm. why the beginning.
How, have you noticed how fast they're selling there compared to?
Yeah. The sales of the houses out there are a little bit slower than here, depending on the home. So.
Yeah. So here's what's going to happen. See, we just put that out there on the radio, and all these people are going to go buy a home in Nacogdoches.
Right. No, way to go, Jeff.
No, but we're, no.
It was Lufkin. It wasn't Nacogdoches.
That's where Kevin went.
They can't go out there till Wednesday because we're going to be out there on Monday and Tuesday, okay? So let us have first pick. But no, seriously, that's what we're thinking of doing. And actually, we found homes that have more square footage for less price than what you're getting here in the DFW area. And the reason why we're thinking about doing this is because we telecommute.
Mm-hmm.
Everything we do, I mean, we work from home. So what does it matter if our home is in Dallas or if it's in Lufkin or Nacogdoches or Oklahoma? I mean,
I guess Tress can do the radio show from Nacogdoches.
Yeah, she can zoom in. She can do the Zoom call.
All she has to do is get on the board there and
right,
talk to us over the phone.
And we have a home kit because I do radio
on
the side.
Right.
So she's totally
yeah,
set.
We're good to go.
See, we have it all set up.
Yeah, you do. That's pretty cool.
Okay, really. Enough about us. More about you. 972-387-4600. Love to be able to hear from you. Tress, what do we have on the text board?
All right, next step. I bought my house a year and a half ago. I currently owe $361,000. Mm. I have mortgage insurance. I was told I should refinance because the appraised value has grown significantly, so I can get rid of the mortgage insurance. Problem is, my credit score is hovering around 600. Is it possible to cash out refinance to pay off all the credit debt?
Ooh, great question. Great scenario.
Not at 600 credit score. 620, it, depending on things like assets, equity. Usually it's 620 unless you have a lot of assets like a 401k or something like that. You cannot get 80% loan to value. You might be able to get 75% loan to value. You might be, it just depends on your assets and how you look. And the reason why your credit score is 600, you know, without looking at it here and seeing it, there's also ways to see about getting that score up. And basically it's paying off revolving debt. And a lot of times I've seen people say they have a 600 credit score, and the reason they have a 600 credit score is they don't have any revolving credit. And so they have a car payment and maybe an air conditioning loan and no, I don't believe in credit cards. Well, if you don't believe in credit cards, then the amount of credit that you have is what builds your credit score. So
very well said.
Yeah, I mean, that's it in a nutshell.
Yeah. Well, I think the key here is that they've only been in their house for a year and a half.
Yeah. I don't know. I've seen the equity. I had a serial refinancer who's refinanced with me 3 years in a row that he
serial refinancer.
Okay.
Listen.
All right.
And the story is he wasn't the last year when he refinanced, he wasn't really happy with the appraisal, mm-hmm. but he went ahead and did it because number one, he got cash out to do some things. So this year he came back. He said, "I really think this house is worth $540 now." And I said, "Wow! I mean, it was only worth $385 a year ago." And I said, "Well, we'll just see." I said, "You're going to do an appraisal and Came in at $595.
Shut up.
In 1 year, it went from $385 to $595.
Dude, we're going to get like $1 million when we sell our home, Truss.
Well, that's what I'm counting on.
We're going to be able to buy. We're going to buy the entire town of Lufkin. That's what we're going to do.
Not Nacogdoches, though.
No,
that's fainted.
Yeah. And Lufkin's going to be cheaper.
It's near Knack.
It's right around the corner.
There's trees everywhere. But, yeah, no, you need to call and need to see what you can do to get that score up. And no matter what, you could get rid of mortgage insurance if the equity's there. Even at 620, maybe not cash out, but you can't get cash out right now to pay off all your debt. So that's
interesting.
Yeah.
But they could call in and find out about possibly shortening the term.
Well, he probably doesn't need to shorten the term. He needs a lower payment, get rid of the mortgage insurance so he could pay his debt down. See what I'm saying?
I do. Okay, well, you're more than welcome. He just sent in a text saying thanks for answering the question.
Mm-hmm.
So give us a call. Talk to one of our loan officers. They can.
Hey, have them call me, Tress. I'll talk them through. This week's a good week.
I gave him your name.
Oh, okay.
Well, there's so much for me giving out the number. What's your cell phone number? We'll give out your cell phone. And everybody can just call you directly.
Well, I don't have my phone, remember? Yeah, you told me to Google it, and I said, there's only one problem with that.
Did you know that you were coming in to do a radio show this morning?
Yeah, I brought my new phone, but I didn't bring my old phone to pair it with. See?
Man. Okay.
I know.
You know, there's some changes coming in 2022, such as non-QM loans. According to Kevin last week, he was talking about how non-QM loans are going to roll out in 2022. So that's going to be some changes that are going on in the.
Well, yeah. then there you go. You might be able to do cash out at 600 on a non-QM loan.
Yeah.
What non-QM means, non-qualifying mortgage, which means it doesn't sell to Freddie or Fannie. It's held by a private investor who will weigh the benefits of lending you the money. It will be at a higher interest rate, I can tell you that. But back in the old days, in 2003, 2004, when I first got in this business.
Those are old days.
They were. In the mortgage business, that was when rates hit 6% for the first time.
Yeah.
And the first refinance wave went through, and we had what they called subprime loans. And those subprime – I had many people that I have – refinanced back, had 500 credit scores back then, got money out of their house, paid off all their debt, and then have come back several times with 740 credit scores from doing that.
That's
a great story. I've got five or six of them I can think of in my head right now that are in the queue.
Wow.
Well, you know, you see how many people get new loans with me all the time. So it's a cool thing.
Yeah, it is a cool thing.
Absolutely awesome. It's a friend for life. When you really do business here at TexasLending.com, you really are developing a friendship.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's not just a business transaction. It really is a friendship. Talking about friendships, Tress wants to be your friend via the text board.
Yeah.
Text her at 972-387-4600 with your text question. And, Tress, what do you have?
Well, I have a question that we're going to have to come to after our break.
Why?
It's going to be long.
Because it's time for break.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, man, we're just getting started. 972-387-4600. Get those text questions in because this coming up is our last segment. So
great time.
We'll be back right here on DFW Sports Station 105.3, The Fan. You come in third. Don't worry. It's all good. Yeah.
Wow.
You're fine.
I came in third, everyone.
Yeah.
Yay!
Yeah. As far as the love chain.
I love Tress more than I love you, though. So.
Oh, Gary.
You know, everybody does. What is up with that? Welcome back to TexasLending.com. 972-387-4. I'm nice, too. Shut up. 972-387-4600. Again, 972-387-4600. If you're just on tuning in, welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. We're going to be able to help answer those mortgage questions, provided that you can get your text questions in before we sign off in about 10 minutes. Oh, make that 8 minutes. Man, time goes by fast. 972-387-4600. Tress Collins is at the text board. What do we have?
All right. I bought our home in May 2020. We put 20% down. Purchase price was $290,000.
Wow.
We owe about $227,000. We did it fixed 30-year note. The home now is worth roughly $355,000.
Wow.
What would a refinance look like to my monthly payments currently sitting around $1,900? Also, what would a cash out look like and how much could I get out and keep my payments roughly the same?
Wow.
Loaded question.
Those are numbers that really need to be explored. like I said, with the information, you know, like I said, 80% is the max cash out in Texas.
Right.
And, you know, and the funny thing is you get a lot of VA people calling and say, well, you know, VA is 100%. Well, yeah, but in Texas, the rules about home equity, the home equity law only allows you to go to 80% of the value, which back when the boom happened was a good thing because people, you know, they still had equity in their homes even when things got a little crazy. So, I mean, a refinance, like I said earlier, I don't know if you were listening to the show, but I said I'm doing a lot of people that had 30-year fixed notes that I would take to 25, basically keep the payment the same, wipe out 4 years. depending on what kind of interest rates you have, too. So, you know, a lot of people have done that.
But see, they already have 20% down. The value.
Well, they already put 20% down.
Right. So they bought it at 290.
Yep.
They're thinking, oh, so they only owe 227.
Right.
They believe the value of the property has really gone up much higher.
350.
So they definitely.
It's probably more, even really.
As far as the cash out part goes, they already have 20% into the property. So they're good as far as the 80% rule.
Yeah.
But the refinance, if they just did a simple refinance, I bet you, not for sure, but what about looking at a 15-year? With the way rates are right now, looking at a 15-year
is going to, I mean, it's going to significantly raise their payment. Yeah.
Is it? Because they're at 1900.
Right. It's going to, I would think that that would go up into like the $2,300.
Really?
Yeah, but you'd be at 15 years too.
Yeah.
So
shave off a whole lot of years on that mortgage.
Right. Like I said, the 15 years is a good play if you can afford it. 20 year is better than the 25 or 30 year loan.
Okay.
But, you know, it's kind of funny. A year ago, 20-year was the same. It didn't matter. But then before that, for some reason, the 20-year coupon's more attractive to investors. And so the interest rates on that are basically about 0.25% lower than the 30 or the 25-year.
Okay. And then being able to do a
cash out. Cash out, you can do an 80% loan to value. You have to have an appraisal. Then you can get money out to do whatever you need to get done.
Yeah. And according to Gary earlier, if we do it now, we being you, you'll be done before Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
And that'll set you up golden. You'll be able to afford bacon.
Just
to go to the store and buy some bacon.
Yeah.
Man, we bought bacon, Gary, $5. $5 for a package of bacon. So we bought four packages of bacon, and this was at Costco. So you're expecting discounts, right? Four packages of bacon cost us $20.
What's even worse is that I went to Winco to buy pancetta. Pancetta is very similar to bacon, but just a little small 5-ounce package of pancetta was $5.
Yeah. I'm just saying prices are going up.
Yeah. No, they are.
So it's just one of those things where being able to set yourself up for 2022. Oh, gas is ridiculous. Don't even get me started on that. What's our next question? What do we have?
All right.
Great question, by the way.
What's the lowest credit score for a VA loan?
At Texas Lending, I believe I'm not 100% sure. But I mean, they have 580 out there. I mean, you can get 580 VA loans. I think 600 is ours still. I mean, it went up to 660 back during the COVID time, when the first of the COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Our FHA went to 662. And just because that loan wasn't very popular back then.
Well, you know, during the period of time when COVID first came out, uh-huh. right, and everybody was kind of like, what are we supposed to be doing? Everybody was trying to protect themselves, not just physically, but also from a financial standpoint. You know, people were losing their jobs. There was all kinds of things going on.
There was COVID relief for mortgages back then. But, the people find out now that, by the way, they added all that money to your loan.
Right.
They didn't forgive it. They just added it and put it at the back of their loan, basically. And, you know, we've done a lot of refinances where payoffs were a lot higher. And they're going, well, that's not what my payoff is. Well, those three payments weren't free. You know?
Right.
So,
but that's what it said. That's what they told me.
Yeah, but if you want to refinance and you did the COVID relief, you have to have made three payments since the COVID forbearance ended.
Yeah.
And they can't be all made in a lump sum either. They have to be made in three consecutive months.
To show consistency.
Yes, that you're back on track. Yeah, we're back.
972-387-4600. That's the phone number to be able to get your text in. It's also the phone number to be able to talk to one of our loan officers, being able to make sense out of what's going on. Listen, don't let today go by. If you're not making the phone call right here, right now, do it before noon. Make the phone call at least before noon, so this way you're making sure that you're getting in touch with the loan officer to be able to talk things out. Trust me on this one. Don't wait till 2022. Don't wait till after the holidays are over and be able to, okay, now's the time. I'm done with Thanksgiving. I'm done with Christmas. Now let's take a look at our mortgage. Now let's take a look about being able to lower the rate. Just don't wait.
And I tell you, if you're looking to be, if you're a first-time home buyer and you're thinking about buying a house now during the holidays, you can make that so fun, especially if you have kids. Because, mm-hmm. you know, on moving day, you hide their presents. You hide gifts, you know, in the car. You hide them in the house you're buying. You there's all sorts of fun you can have with your kids if you're moving over the holidays.
Hide them in the attic.
If you have an attic, yeah.
That'd be fun. Hey, kids, climb up in the attic. Go look up there. There's your gift.
That's right. That's what my parents used to hide them up in the attic.
Yeah, because they knew that you were snooping.
Well, I was snooping.
Yeah.
I was the original Snoop Dogg.
Did you shake your gifts when you were a kid to see if anything rattled or...
I don't remember that.
Really?
Yeah. 1 year, my mom bought me Elvis Presley Christmas records.
Wow, smart mom. I love your mom.
Now, so here's the deal. She didn't put it in a box. It was just a record, right? So it was like she wrapped it as is. I was like, oh, I wonder what that is. So I knew what the gift was. I just didn't know who the gift, or you know, who the artist was. And it was like Elvis Presley. I'm like, Elvis Presley does Christmas. I had no idea he did.
I think
so
that's something
albums.
Your mom wanted.
Hey, listen, we're out of here. We appreciate you listening. Again, our phone number is 972-387-4600. We'll talk to you again next Saturday right here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.